Peace to brothers and sisters.
在开始交通之前啊，我先报告一下。
Before our fellowship, I have an announcement.
我们招待桌上哈有两份有中文跟英文的阅读材料。
On our receptionist table, there are two separate give out, one in Chinese, one in English.
一份是神救赎的计划。
One is the salvation plan of God.
另外一份是人的破碎。
And the other one is the broken heart of man.
如果您还没有读过的话，
If you haven't read it,
我建议您可以读一读。
I suggest you to read them.
你不一定一次就能完全懂。
Not, maybe you cannot understand it at one time.
但是相信对于你认识主跟跟随主还有侍奉主都很有益处。
But I believe it's going to help you in terms of believing and following and to serve Lord.
所以我也欢迎弟兄姊妹能够彼此介绍，如果你读过的话好处在哪里你跟他介绍。
So if you have read those printouts, please introduce the good point to other brothers and sisters.
特别是那一份人的破碎领得出来。
And especially the one that talk about the broken heart of man.
因为把它从中文翻译成英文的江弟兄。
The brother Jiang who translated from English to Chinese.
No, Chinese to
from Chinese to English.
他呢在每一章他都就是根据里面的重点，他就是他重新他写了问题在里面。
In each chapter, he concentrated to find out a point.
所以因为有这个问题呢，就可以帮助你很清楚的知道那一章在讲什么。
Through the point of question, it clearly to tell you what that chapter is about.
而且不但知道讲什么，你在这一章里面，在你跟主经历的时候，有什么功课可以学习。
Not only understanding the passage, but also to know what you are learning, in God.
所以这是我们弟兄他花了很大的功夫。
So our brother has spent a lot of effort on this.
这是为着我们读的人得益处。
For the benefit of us who are reading it.
这些书哈，在英语世界已经是很多很多人读过了。
And these books in the English translation has been read by many, many Christians.
希望我们今天有机会得到这个益处的，我们不要失去。
And hopefully we are not going to let this chance go by.
神救赎的计划作者是原来是一个姊妹，是一个西方西国的姊妹。
The topic about the salvation plan of God was written by a sister from the Western.
人的破碎领得出来，是尼托森。
And the broken heart of man was originally written by Watchman Nee.
所以这些都很有益处。
So these are all beneficial to us.
希望我们一同得益处。
So that we can all benefit.
好，我们先有个祷告。
And let's have more prayer first.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you.
你借着你爱子耶稣基督所完成的救赎，实在是无与伦比的。
Through the salvation that you accomplished from your beloved Son.
你不但完成了救赎，而且你借着你的爱子和你爱子所真是因着你爱子而有的教会能够有一个奇妙的计划。
Not only the salvation, but also through your beloved son that you have this special plan for church.
如果没有智慧和启示的灵，我们不能认识你的爱子。
Without your revelation and your love, we cannot understand your beloved son.
同样没有智慧启示的灵，我们也没有办法认识借着你爱子所呼召的教会。
Without the revelation spirit, we cannot understand the calling from your beloved son.
所以我们不但需要你爱子的宝血遮盖洁净我们。
So not only we require that precious blood of your son to cover us.
我们也需要因着你爱子回到天上坐在宝座，你浇灌下来的圣灵智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
We also depend on your beloved son to receive this Holy Spirit pouring down from the throne.
所以我们无论讲的翻译的听的，我们都需要被圣灵所充满。
So no matter what the one who speak, translate or listen, we need the Holy Spirit to fill us.
我们需要你教我们。
We need your educating.
需要你启示我们。
And we need your revelation.
需要你带我们进入你旨意中该有的认识。
We need you to bring us into the understanding you want to show us.
所以我们讲的翻译的听的 我们都一同等候在你的面前。
So everyone who speak, translate, and listen are await before you.
求你向我们的心说话。
And please speak to our heart.
求你触摸我们的心。
And please touch our heart.
开启我们的心窍。
And open our inner heart.
让我们在地上这有限的时间是能够经历你无限丰富的一个宝贵机会。
So that we can experience your abundance, unlimited abundance in our limited life.
我们真是赞美感谢归给你给我们这个机会。
We praise and thanks you for this opportunity.
我们也需要你的怜悯才能让这个机会对我们是一个有效的机会。
We need your mercy so that this opportunity can work in us.
求你向我们心说话。
And please speak to our heart.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读一段圣经，在以弗所书第三章，从十二节到二十一节。
Let's read a scripture in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 12 to 21.
好，以弗所书第三章第十二节，我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑的来到神面前。
In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence.
所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory.
因此我在父面前，十四节。
For this reason, I kneel before the Father.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
From whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love,
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ,
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
To him be glory to the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
这一段是保罗为以弗所弟兄姊妹的祷告。
This passage was written by Paul who had this prayer for the church in Ephesians.
也是保罗教在以弗所的弟兄姊妹的祷告。
And it's also how Paul teach the brothers and sisters in Ephesians to pray.
所以对我们来讲，也是教我们怎么祷告。
So it's also a teaching to us how to pray.
它的结果是什么？
What is the result?
它的结果在这个第十八节说，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
The result is written in verse 18, may have power together with all the saints.
这是中文的翻译，但是你读大比本不一样的意思。
And in the Dabi version, it's different.
他就说能以和众圣徒一同或者承受或者是抓住或者被扩大。
That is, for brothers and sisters all together can be receiving together or enlarged together.
这个大到什么地步呢？基督有多大，基督有多长就多长，基督有多高就有多高，基督有多深就有多深。你知道这个是以就是以基督的身量来看的。
Enlarged to a point that according to the Christ body, how wide or high, long, deep the Christ is, we will get to that point.
所以这个跟我们每一位信主的人都是息息相关的。
So it's closely related to all the believers.
可能我们从来没想过。
We never think about it.
但是你知道主在我们身上 要做极大极丰富极荣耀的工作。
But you know that God wants to work the great thing, the miracle things on us.
所以在这个祷告的时候，他一开始说，按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，使里面的人刚强起来。
And therefore, in the beginning of the prayer, it says that in Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence.
这里丰盛的荣耀，表示说是荣耀很多层面。
And the abundance glorious, glory has a lot of different stages and layers.
所以你越多看见神的荣耀，你就越应当是刚强的。
The more you see God's glory, the more strengthened you will.
那圣经呢告诉我们，神的荣耀是借着他儿子彰显出来的。
The Bible told us that God's glory was revealed through the Son of God.
那神的荣耀借着他儿子彰显出来。当他儿子复活升天坐到宝座的时候，神的荣耀也借着教会彰显出来。
God's glory shone through his son who died and resurrected, and after that, his glory shone through church.
所以这里讲到神的荣耀的时候，是跟圣徒在认识神的荣耀和成为神荣耀彰显的器皿是有关系的。
So God's glory is closely related to the vessels who understand God.
所以如果我们不认识这一个。
If we don't understand this,
我们不可能成为那个器皿。
Then we would never be the vessel.
我们不成为那个器皿，所以许多的环境、许多的情况来的时候，我们需要刚强的照着主旨意站住，我们却不能站住。
When we are not that type of vessel, and the tribulations come, we are not able to stand strong.
所以他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的圣灵，借着他的灵，使我们里面的人刚强。
So through the Holy Spirit and according to His glory, He strengthened us.
所以你知道一个人刚强不是外面的力气大。
So when you see that someone is strengthened, it's not because he is power in his physically.
一个信主人如果是刚强的话，他一定从里面刚强起来。
If someone is strong, he should be showing the strength from inside.
所以认识我们这个人是怎样有灵、有魂、有身体，这是需要的。
So we have to understand a person includes soul, spirit, and body.
这个是圣经告诉我们。
And this is told by the Bible.
所以里面的人灵里刚强，就会导致魂的兴盛。
So when the spirit is strong, you will have a strong soul.
所以灵里软弱，无论你身体再健康，你还是软弱。
If you have a weak spirit, no matter how strong physically you are still a weak person.
所以很多人，你知道，很多。活在恐惧害怕中的人，他不一定是身体不好的人。
So a lot of people who are living in fear not necessarily mean that they're physically weak.
他可能是身体非常好，但是他却活在恐惧害怕当中。
They could have a very strong body, but they live in fear.
因为他的怕是从里面开始的。
Because the fear come from inside.
但是有许多在外面的身体或者是外面的环境是充满了这个接受危险，但是他里面却不害怕。
But a lot of people in a danger environment, they are not afraid.
这个不害怕的原因是因为他里面的人有能力刚强。
They are not afraid because their inside them is strong.
所以这一段话里面他又讲到能力的方面。
So, this passage also referred to strength.
有三方面的能力。
There are three different aspects.
一方面是持定的能力。
One is the constant strength.
你知道我们要坚守在神面前是需要一个持定的能力。
You know, if we have to stay in God, we have this constant strength.
这个能力从主来。
And this strength came from God.
他也把我们跟主的关系建立的这个稳固。
And this strength helps us to strengthen our relationship with God.
叫我们里面的人刚强起来，就是一个持定的能力，能够叫我们一直连于主自己。
So to help us, to help to strengthen our inside is through God's strength.
还有另外一个能力，就是它是全备的能力，就是说你不管你怎么想，你讲得出来也好，讲不出来，你反正你需要那个能力，它就是有那个全备的能力。
And the second aspect is a wholesome of this strength. No matter you can describe it or not, but there is it available for you.
它这个全备的能力是叫你能够在教会里面，你知道在教会里面过正常的教会生活，不是件容易的事情。
And through this strength, you can have a good church life.
如果没有神那全备的能力充满那个圣徒的话， 没有能力过教会生活。
If there is no such wholesome strength that help the saint to live the church life, it's not easy to have church life.
只要有任何的风吹草动。
Any changes.
只要有任何的叫我们害怕的事情。
Anything start threatening us.
只要有任何叫我们怀疑这个怀疑那个。
Any doubt that occur.
只要我们觉得这里看不顺眼，那里看不顺眼。
Any eyesore happens.
我们都没有可能过正常的教会生活。
Then we cannot have a normal church life.
所以那个全备的那个能力是要让我们那些不正常的情况得着在那个能力下被拯救出来。
So this wholesome strength is to help us deliver us from all these imperfect.
所以你千万不要觉得可以正常参加教会聚会的人是太闲了。
So do not think that the one who can regularly come to church is because they have too much time.
绝对没这回事。
Totally wrong.
在他身上一定有一个你讲不清楚的一个特别的能力。
In him, there is this special strength in them.
让他遇到任何的困难使他要停止聚会或者是不跟圣徒在一起聚会的这一个拦阻被那个能力给解除掉。
So when there is a difficult gatherings, a situation or reasons, it would not stop him from coming together.
所以你不要以为这是容易的事情。
So do not see this as a simple thing.
这个后面是神要做多大的工作。
Behind him, there is a great work done by God.
所以神如果吩咐说不可以停止聚会，那他一定要有全备的供应，让不可以停止聚会，在这个接受这样话的人身上能够很实际的经历这个。
So if God commanded us not to stop gathering, then God has to prepare all this strength to us so that we will not stop.
不可以停止聚会是一件简单的话。
It's easy to say not to stop gathering.
但真正进入聚会却是极其的复杂。
But when you gather regularly, it's not easy.
叫我们停止聚会的因素数不尽，太多了。
There are unlimited reason excuses that we to call us to stop gathering.
因为我们只要一旦停止聚会，我们跟圣徒之间的交通就中断了。
Because once we stop gathering, we stop this relationship with other saints.
因为这个呢，这是关系到基督的身体能不能够照着基督所要完成的那完成。
Because this is all related to whether God can accomplish this body of Christ according to His will.
所以这里有个重大的事情在后面。
And so there is this great work done behind it.
聚会不是一个社交活动。
Gathering is not a social event.
所以因为它不是社交活动，所以如果他要照着神的心意来完成的话，神一定要显出他的能力在每一个方面。
Because it's not a social event, and God has to accomplish it and using His strength to help us.
所以这有一个能力叫做全备的能力。
And so this is a wholesome strength.
Full strength. No.
A full strength.
Full strength.
Yeah.
那另外第三个能力是运行的能力。
And the third one is to operation.
所以运行的能力是圣灵在我们当中，神的能力在我们当中会运动的。
And is the Holy Spirit how to run through us, operate among us?
只要我们跟主的关系是正常。
As long as we have this correct relationship with God.
我们先不要管别人正常不正常。
Don't care about the other people.
我们先要管自己跟主的关系正常不正常。
But care about yourself whether you have this regular relationship with God.
如果我们跟主的关系正常。
If we have this normal relationship.
神的能力在我身上，在我们个人的身上有可以运行的功用，可以运行的作用。
And God can run his strength through us.
那你就有机会感受到神的能力在聚会中，在圣徒当中有运行的能力。
Then you will feel the Holy Spirit running through brothers and sisters.
所以这里有个能力叫运行的能力。
So this strength is related to operation.
这个祷告都跟这些能力有关系的。
And this prayer related to all these three aspects of
strength. 所以千万不要以为祷告是向空气说话。
So do not think you are praying to air.
千万不要觉得祷告是一件平凡的事情。
And do not think praying is useless.
真正的做工是祷告。
And the true work is on your prayer.
真正的与主同工是照着主的 的带领来祷告。
The true walking with God doing His work is through prayer.
所以今天我们来看主怎么告诉我们。
So today we are going to see what else God told us.
受主的引导，这个以约翰福音十四章到十七章给大家一个概括。
Book of John chapter 14.
我只能重点式交通，不能很详细。
I would not be in detail, but I'll get the main point.
这四章哈，可以说有祷告的四个层面。
From chapter 14 to 17, all these four chapters, there are four layers of prayers.
因为刚才我们提到，按照丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，使我们里面的人刚强起来。
So according to His glorious provisions to strengthen us.
那丰盛的荣耀到底是怎样的丰盛呢？
So what is this glory of God?
那以弗所是照着跟我们有关系的方式，跟我们有关系的这个前提下来讲这个荣耀的几面。
So Book of Ephesians mentioned about how this glory related to us.
跟我们有关系的第一个方面就是我们蒙恩得救了，成为神的儿女，但是呢，神要把我们变成逐渐的使我们长大成熟，得着神儿子的名分。
So the first aspect is after we are being saved and become a children of God, we are going to grow to like Jesus Christ's body.
所以得到儿子的名分是荣耀。
And to receive this name as the children of God.
神的荣耀在我们身上彰显，我们也可以成为神荣耀的器皿，彰显神的荣耀。
Receiving this name is glorious, and so that we can become the vessel of God.
第二面。
And the second aspect.
时候到的时候，神要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
When time comes, God is going to unite everything from the heaven to earth.
所以这个是神荣耀彰显的一个方面。
And this is one aspect how He manifests His glory.
所以只要我们能够照着主的旨意，能够让他做头，我们一定会顺着他做头的实际，会使一切所有在基督与同归于逐渐的实现。
So if we obey to God's will and allowing God's will, calling Christ as the head for us, then we are going to work towards that aspect.
所以这要使他的荣耀得到称赞。
So that His glory can be praised.
所以这里面实际的内容就是基督做头，教会是他的身体。
So the practical goal is Christ is the head and the church is the body.
所以这有一个经历是宇宙人的经历。
And there's this universe experience for everyone.
这需要主开我们的眼睛才能看见。
And God, we need God to open our inner eyes to see this.
否则我们就会觉得这不过是老生常谈，这不过是个口号。
Otherwise, we take it as a slogan.
这不是。
But it's not.
它是神荣耀要彰显的一个途径。
Is the way that God show His glory.
第三个方面呢，就是在以弗所书第一章讲到什么？他不但把我们救回来了，他圣灵，他就说在我们身上有圣灵的印记，以圣灵在我们身上做治。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it also says that after we are saved, then we have this Holy Spirit as the sign on us.
所以圣灵在我们身上有极丰富的工作。
The Holy Spirit can work abundantly on us.
所以你在信主人身上，你说他是跟随主的，他不但是归在耶稣基督的名下，圣灵在他身上有很丰富、很丰富的工作。
Not only we become under the name of God, we also receive this abundance of spirit.
所以这个丰富呢，可以就是你可以看得出来，这个人是认识神的。
And you can see through this person that he knows God.
所以你知道，有时候你不需要刻意的在那里讲很多，你只要跟那个已经信主的弟兄，这个他说跟主的关系好，他一些表现，你就知道说，这个人是属于主的。
Sometimes you don't need a lot of conversation, but once this brother talk, you can see that he has good relationship with God.
他不但是属于主的，他跟主有一个特别好的关系。
Not only he belongs to God, but he has good relationship with God.
你可以感受到，可以看得出来。
You can feel and see.
而在那个本人身上，他里面是有把握的。
And in that person, he has this certainty.
你跟圣灵的关系越好，你就越有把握。
The more relationship we have with the Holy Spirit, the more certainty you have.
你跟圣灵的关系越好，那些艰难的环境呢，不是叫你打垮，乃是叫你基督的身量在你的身上长大。
The better relationship you have with the Holy Spirit, the more the tribulation circumstances around you will let you show the bigger glories of God.
好，第四、第五方面以后再谈。
And the fourth and fifth point we are going to talk about it later.
那我们今天呢，就着重在圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And today we are going to concentrate on the Holy Spirit's work on us.
那在约翰福音十四章到十七章。
Book of John chapter 14 to 17.
一面讲到圣灵主怎么差派圣灵下来。
It talk about the Holy Spirit and how God sent Holy Spirit.
那一面讲到我们跟主的关系。
And the other side talk about what is the relationship we have with God.
一面呢，主也在这四章里面呢教我们祷告。
And in these four chapters, God teach us how to pray.
所以这四章里面得有祷告的四方面。
So these four chapters reveal four aspects of prayers.
十四章是神儿女的祷告。
Chapter 14 talk about the children of God praying.
第十五章是做主的朋友的祷告。
Chapter 15 is praying as a friend of God.
第十六章是得胜者的祷告。
Chapter 16 is the victorious people's praying.
第十七章是大祭司的祷告。
Chapter 17 is the prayer as a priest.
所以这有祷告不同层次。
So there are different layers.
那你知道十四章主说他要回到天上去。
You know, in chapter 14, Jesus said he is going to return to heaven.
然后门徒就发了一连串的问题。
And the disciples gave him a bunch of questions.
简单的讲啊，就概括，就说一个总结性的讲，就是主说你们怎么不认识天父呢？
In conclusion, Jesus said, "Don't you know the Father?"
我跟你在一起这么久，为什么你还不认识天父呢？
I'm with you for so long, and how come you still don't know the Father?
这是主问门徒的话。
And this is a question from Jesus to the disciples.
所以主说呢，主说我在父里面，父在我里面。
Jesus said, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me."
就他主耶稣跟天父有一个很实际的、很融洽的关系。
Lord Jesus has this harmony relationship with the Father.
就是主耶稣在天父里面。
And Jesus Christ is in the Father.
天父在主里面。
And the Father is in Jesus.
然后主就在解释。
And the Lord continued to explain.
你怎么知道这是事实呢？
How do you know this is the fact?
你听我说什么话？
Listen to me.
也就是说，主耶稣说话的时候，主耶稣不说自己的话。
When the Lord Jesus speak, he is not speaking of himself.
主耶稣说话的时候，是天父在他里面有做工、有工作、有显现才说话。
When he speak from the Father.
所以从主所说的话，你应该可以遇见天父。
So through what Jesus Lord spoke, you meet the Father.
好，没关系。主耶稣说的话听不懂。
So okay, if you don't understand what Jesus said.
因为常常有时候门徒问问题，门徒问这个问题，就是主耶稣答，好像门徒觉得，哎，好像不相干呐。
And because the disciples still don't understand what Jesus has answered.
那不是不相干，因为主把天父的意思要启示给门徒。
Not because the answer was not related to their question, but because Jesus wanted to reveal Father's revelation.
好，就听话听不懂没关系。
If you don't understand after listening,
那你看他所做的事。
Then look at what he has done.
啊，他说主怎么做事？
What did the Lord did?
主做事的原则是天父在他里面做事。
What is the principle of him, his work is through Father's work.
所以不管是他的行动或者他的对象或者他的时间他的地点都是天父在里面做工。
So no matter the what type of thing he did at the what time to who and when is all done by the Father.
所以你看那个约翰福音第五章有一个瘫了三十八年的瘫子，对不对？
So you see in the book of John chapter 5 there was this paralyzed person.
那一次主去了就只是医治他。
Jesus went there for the purpose of healing him.
为什么他等三十八年以后才要救他？
Why saved him after 38 years?
主在等天父。
Lord was waiting for the Heavenly Father.
而且主也在那一章讲说只凭着自己不能做什么。
And at that time, Jesus said that according to the Son cannot do anything.
所以只有看见天父做什么 主才做什么。
So only when the Heavenly Father wants to do, then the Son do.
这不是光讲主耶稣啊。
Not only refer to Jesus Christ.
因为约翰福音十四章说，信我的人也要这样。
But in chapter 14, it also said the one who believes in me should do the same.
所以我们如果真是信主的，跟主跟天父有个对的关系。
So if we have this correct relationship with the Lord.
正常的光景就是，该说话的时候。是天父说话的时候。
In the normal situation, when the time to speak is because the Lord wants to speak.
天父没有说话，我们就应该闭嘴。
If the Heavenly Father do not want to speak, we should shut our mouth.
千万不要用人的意思来代替神的意思。
Do not use our own will to replace God's will.
做事的时候，是天父在我们里面有做工。
When we want to do something, it's because God wants us to do it.
所以你看主耶稣他一去医治那个三十八年的瘫子，马上在犹太人中造成震撼。
So you see, when Jesus healed that paralyzed person, it shocked the whole Israelite.
所以这是因为什么？天父在里面做工。
Because God is working in him.
然后第九章，那个生来瞎眼的。
Chapter 9 referred to the blind person.
门徒还问他说，哎呀，这个人瞎眼是怎么样？是他自己犯罪啊？他父亲犯罪啊
？Disciples ask him whether this person was born blind because of his sin or his parents' sin.
就说哦，不是，这是要显出神的荣耀出来的。
But Jesus replied them that no, it's because it was, to show the glory of God.
然后这个人一被拯救之后，马上认识耶稣是谁。
So once this person was saved, he knows who is Jesus.
所以你知道主耶稣做工多么有能力。
So you know the powerful healings of Jesus.
因为什么？因为天父在他里面，每一个过程在引导。
Because every process was through the Heavenly Father.
这是我们在主面前应该有的光景。
This is the same situation we should have as a believer.
可能要达到这光景不是很快。
It might take time to reach this point.
但是我们至少有这个心愿。
But we should have this desire.
所以呢，感恩节的时候，我们弟兄提的那一段圣经是很宝贵的。
So the brother who mentioned previous verse is very precious.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼。
Even though the Lord gave you tribulation.
以困苦给你当水。困苦 suffering or something.
And to give you sufferings.
但是呢，你的教师却不再隐藏。
But your strength is not hidden.
No, your teacher, 教师 teacher.
Your teachers is not hidden.
啊，你或向左或向右，必听见后面有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
No matter towards the right or the left, but there is this inner sound, a voice to tell you to go straight.
所以这个是一个。在我们身上从来没有发生过的事呢
？This is something never happened to us.
还是我们在我们身上发生过的又失去了呢
？Or something happened but we lost it.
还是应该是一直在我们身上有这个时机
？Or we should continuously to experience it.
所以这有一个祷告。
So there is this prayer here.
就是你因为你跟天父有个对的关系。
Because you have this right relationship with the Heavenly Father.
这是主耶稣跟天父的关系。
Because this is the Lord Jesus' relationship with the Heavenly Father.
主耶稣跟天父的关系就是主耶稣在天父面前是什么都敞开的。
Lord Jesus opened himself to Heavenly Father.
天父也什么都向他敞开的。
And Heavenly Father opened everything to Jesus.
所以天父说话的时候主耶稣听得清清楚楚。
So when the Heavenly Father speaks, Jesus can hear it clear.
天父做事的时候，主耶稣里面也清清楚楚。
When Heavenly Father works, Jesus is very clear of his work.
所以主耶稣他该说话的时候他就说话。
So Jesus speak when it's time to speak.
他不该说话的时候他就不说话。
When it's not the time to speak, he did not speak.
所以当那个行淫的妇人被带到主耶稣面前的时候。
So when the adultery woman was brought to Jesus,
他们都在问他，都在要强迫他说话。
Everyone forced Jesus to speak.
主耶稣不说话。
But Jesus did not speak.
他在地上发字。
He was drawing letters on ground.
最后只说一句话。
And at last he said something.
你们谁没有罪，就先拿石头打他。
Whoever has no sin can pick up the stone to stone her.
你没想到这句话能力多大。
You see how powerful the sentences.
所有犹太人从老到少一个一个的就走了。
All the Jews left from the old to the young.
所以你知道天父说话天父做事是多奇妙的事。
So you can see the miracles work that Jesus did.
谁是那个器皿？
And who is the vessel?
耶稣是那个器皿。
Jesus was the vessel.
但信耶稣的也应该是那个器皿。
And the one who believes in Jesus should also be the vessel.
所以主耶稣说，主在地上是这样的形式，这样的说话。
So Jesus said that the way I talk and work.
所以他说，他走了以后呢，你们也要这样。
And he said that after I left, you have to work the same way.
所以那你要这样呢，你就要遵守主的命令。
And you have to obey God's commandment.
所以当主说话的时候，你要看重。
When God speaks, you have to pay attention.
如果主说话，你把它丢在一边，你再也听不到他的话。
If you ignore God's word, you are not going to hear His word again.
不但看重他的命令，也看重他的话。
Not only pay attention to his command, but also what he say.
那你如果是这样子的话，
as long as you do so,
你就常常有神的显现。
You are going to receive God's revealing.
所以这不是很难的事情。
It's not difficult.
但这是有要求的。
But there are requirements.
你对于主要说的话，你是有一个顺服的心态。
You have to obey, be obedient to God's word.
你不应该是个心态说，你说说看。我觉得好我就听我觉得不好再见。
Do not have the attitude to let yourself to determine whether what God said is acceptable to you or not.
那恐怕你有可能一直都听不到神的话。
Then probably you would never hear God's word.
所以这个有个弟兄问一个姊妹啊。
So there is this brother who asked a sister.
他说怎样能明白神的旨意啊。
How do I be able to understand God's will?
那个姊妹经历很丰富啊。
And the sister has a lot of experience.
所以她不是讲说明白神旨意的道理。
And she gave him some teachings.
她说呢，95%的顺服，5%自然明白。
And she said 95% obedience, then the rest of the 5% you will understand.
所以如果跟神跟主有一个对的关系。
So when you have this right relationship with God,
我们应该是有个态度。
It's the attitude.
是一个顺服的态度。
It's a obedience attitude.
也许不是一下子明白。
Maybe you don't understand right away.
但是是顺服的态度。
But it's the attitude of obedience.
95%的顺服。
95% obedience.
5%自然明白。
The other 5% you will understand.
所以这是一个宝贵的经历。
This is a precious experience.
所以你如果跟主有对的关系，
If you have this right relationship with the Lord,
所以主呢就常常显现。
And Lord will appeal to you all the time.
我们问一个问题，
Let us ask
有主常常显现的人是很软弱的人呢，还是可以成为刚强的人？
The one who receives the revealing of God, is this person weak or strong?
就想一想。
Think about it.
所以这是宝贵的呢，还是觉得无所谓的呢？
Is this precious or it doesn't matter?
所以千万不要批评那些经历神显现的人。
So do not criticize the one who experienced God.
你倒要问一问他为什么能得到神的显现。
You should ask why he experienced God and received the revelation.
为什么他会得到神的显现，我都不能。
Why he received the revealing but not me?
需要谦卑下来。
We should be humble.
不是批评。
Not to criticize.
批评不能解决事情。
Criticizing would not solve problem.
你真正的得到神的显现。那才是实际的东西。
When you truly receive God's revealing, that's the practical thing.
所以我们需要诚实。
We should be honest to ourselves.
我没有成神的显现，就是没有。
If we do not receive the revealing from God, then we be honest to ourselves.
神没有向我说话，就是没有。
God did not speak to me. Be honest to myself.
神说话了，我可能不一下子明白，但是神会让我逐渐的清楚，神的确说话了。
I might not understand what God said, but gradually I will realize what God said.
所以主说不但要显现了，主还要跟你同住。
So God said not only to reveal to you, but to dwell with you.
主要跟神的儿女同住啊。
God wants to dwell with the children of God.
所以你知道，在这样的情况底下
，So in this situation，
你做的祷告
，The prayer you made，
最后你奉我的名求什么
？In the Father's name， what did you pray for？
我就成就。
And I'm going to accomplish it.
是父因儿子得荣耀。
And so that the Father received the glory because of the Son.
所以你要让神得荣耀。
So if you want the Father to receive the glory,
如果你跟神的关系不是这个关系，
if you don't have this right relationship with God,
可能你所认为的荣耀不一定是主所认为的荣耀。
Then the glory you see may not be the same as the glory that the Father see.
因为这里有一个祷告是根据耶稣主耶稣跟天父之间的关系。
Because this prayer is related to the relationship between the Father and Son.
这个关系产生在这关系里面的互动。
And this relationship incur action.
在这关系里面知道神要做什么。
And in this relationship, we understand what God wants to do.
在这关系里面知道神不要做什么。
And we, in this relationship, we know what God don't want to do.
知道神做的工，知道神这方面没有在乎。不，神不在乎这东西。
Understanding this type of work, whether God cared or not.
所以你因为知道了，所以你就知道怎么祷告。
So because you know, then you know how to pray.
常常我们不知道怎么祷告，是因为什么？我们什么都不知道，当然就不知道怎么祷告。
A lot of time we don't know how to pray because we don't know what God wants.
常常我们不知道怎么祷告，是因为我们根本就没有像主耶稣一样，常常来到天父的面前。
And a lot of time we stop praying because we did not do what God, Jesus said, praying to Father all the time.
我们比较常发生的事情，我们被逼到没有办法，死路一条了。主啊，你救我，就这么一点。
And a lot of time we were forced to the death point before we say, "Oh Lord, please save me."
但是主的祷告不是这样。
But the praying to God is not like this.
天父在主里面，主在天父里面，天父在主里面。
Lord is in the Heavenly Father and Father is in the Lord.
这不是一个静态关系。
This is not a condition.
这是一个持续的互动关系。
But it's a continuous relationship.
而且这个关系是很甜美的。
And it's a sweet relationship.
是用语言形容不出来的甜美的。
And it cannot be described in word.
所以主耶稣是蛮有平安的。
So Jesus Christ has this peace.
不但蛮有平安，他是蛮有喜乐的。
He is full of joy.
他的喜乐在哪里
？Where does his joy come from？
从哪里来
？Where did it come from？
天父在他里面。
Heavenly Father is in him.
他跟天父有一个活的互动关系。
Heavenly Father and him has this relationship.
我们的神是被称为喜乐的神。
Our God is a joyful God.
所以你一旦来到这个喜乐神面前，你不喜乐都变成喜乐。
When you come before this joyful God, you will be filled with joy.
所以这是一个很宝贵的关系。
And this is a precious relationship.
所以你因为跟神有一个奇妙的互动关系。
And because you have this continuous interaction with God,
你就会知道什么该祷告，什么需要祷告。
Then you will know what need to be praying.
你甚至不会祷告，你可以求神教你祷告。
Even if you don't know how to pray, you can ask God to teach you.
等到主教你祷告之后
，When the Lord teach you,
你明白了，应该这样祷告。
You will understand that, oh, I should pray like this.
然后呢，你才有求的重点。
Then you will find the main point.
所以这个出发点不是我们自己。
So the starting point is not from us.
所以保罗在罗马书第十一章结尾，他怎么这么一句话
？And Paul in the book of Romans chapter 11 it says，
他说万有是本于他，依靠他，而且归于他。
Everything comes from him and depend on him。
而且荣耀归给他。
And the glory to him。
为什么会这样
？Why is it？
保罗进入到这个交通。
And Paul understand this teaching。
他知道出于保罗的没有价值。
He knew that anything come from Paul is worthless.
出于保罗的，不是他原来不叫保罗，原来叫扫罗。出于扫罗的是什么？逼迫教会。
His original name is Saul, and anything out of Saul is persecution of church.
他以为是侍奉神。
He thought he was serving God.
他大发热心。
He was so envious.
结果叫当时的基督徒痛苦得不得了。
But he made a lot of Christians suffer.
但是主向他显现。
But the Lord revealed to him.
他蒙恩得救了。
He was saved.
他进入天父跟神儿子之间的交通。
He entered into this interrelationship between God and Jesus.
所以说万有本于他。
So everything be, from him.
依靠他。
Depend on him.
归于他。
And belong to him.
然后呢，荣耀归给他。
And all the glory to him.
这是保罗亲身经历的。
And this is the personal experience of Paul.
今天也应该是我们信徒人多多经历的。
It should be the same experience for all the believers nowadays.
所以这一个神儿女的祷告。
So all this prayer to God.
这跟我们一般的祷告不同。
It's a little bit different from our normal person.
我相信真正进入这样祷告的基督徒并不是太多。
I believe not that many Christians enter in such a praying.
那到第二个祷告呢就更少。
And to the second level will be less.
第二祷告呢是什么？
The second level,
他说讲到用葡萄树跟枝子的比喻。
And it's a parable of vine and branches.
简单的讲就是我们得救了已经是葡萄树的枝子。
Simply saying, all the one who are already saved is the branches of this vine.
这是已经是枝子也就是已经被连上。
So you are already part of the branches connected to the vine.
但在约翰福音十五章强调的是什么？
But in chapter 15, what does it emphasize?
你们要住在主里面。
You need to dwell in the Lord.
也就是说，这个枝子常常不在那个本树上。
And it's another saying is that this branch is always left at the vine.
所以在这里讲说，他说枝子如果被砍下来是丢在外面的。
If the branches was cut down, it was thrown away.
所以你想看哈，这有一棵葡萄树。
So think about this, there is this vine.
然后有一个枝子跟这个树是分开的。
And there is this branch separated from the vine.
然后这里有一个这个葡萄树呢，它正在它的生命是正在什么往这个结果子更多的方向成长。
And this vine is continuing to grow to bear fruit.
但它在生命供应生命成长的时候，那个切断的那个呢？得不到任何供应。
When it's giving provision to the branches to bear fruit, but the separated branch cannot receive anything.
所以主说你们要住在主里面。
So the Lord said that we have to dwell in the Lord.
那也就是说，基督徒许多时候都不是活在与葡萄，就说枝子连在葡萄树的实际里面。
And another thing is a lot of Christians are not dwelling like branches connected to vine.
他说你们要住在主里面。
And he said you have to dwell in the Lord.
你若不住在主里面呢，他丢在外面就好像成为局外人了。
If you are not dwelling in the Lord, you are being thrown out, then you are the outsider.
所以从局外人就是这里所有生命的工作都不知道。
When you are outside it, anything work in this vine, you would not be related.
因为没有在那个本树上、那个枝子上继续被鬼做工。
Because you are not connected to this vine to be worked on.
所以这是一个重要的注意。
And this is the main point we have to pay attention.
如果我们跟主的关系断了
，If we are disconnected from the Lord,
你要赶快回来。
You have to return quickly.
该认罪就要认罪。
Repent.
该悔改就要悔改。
Repent.
需要主的怜悯。
And we need God's grace.
主已经完成了把我们连在枝子上，这枝子连在葡萄树上的工作。
God has finished the work to connect vine and branches.
会切断就是因为我们犯罪。
If we are disconnected, it's because of our sin.
我们没有照，就不愿意照他的意思。
We do not want to be connected with him.
然后在这一章，在这个地方，他也讲到，离了我就不能做什么。
And it also mentioned that leaving me, you cannot do anything.
你知道离了我这个词，这个离这个字很特别。
And you know this leaving is special.
英文叫 space 啊，就是有距离的意思。
And it referred to a space in between.
所以我们问问我们自己，我们也许不全断，但是我们是不是跟主有？有距离。
Sometimes we feel like we are not disconnected, but is there a space between us?
他说你们离了我就不能做什么，你在跟主有距离就不能做什么。
It says when you leave me, you cannot do anything. So when there is this distance away between us and God, we cannot do anything.
有一个弟兄在被主大使用以前。
And this, there was this brother who was before he was used by God.
那有一次主向他显现。
God revealed to him.
主向他说，你那个。手上的那个小钥匙交给我。
And the Lord said that you have this little key in your hand, give it to me.
他说主啊，我已经把所有的钥匙都给你了，我就剩下一个小钥匙，留给我自己。
The brother says, Lord, I already gave you all the keys except this little one.
然后主在跟他讲，他在跟主一直讲理由。
He is trying to debate with the Lord.
所以啊，他就是不要，他的那个小钥匙我要留在我自己身上。
He wants to keep this little key.
因为这个小钥匙就是他要这方面他要自己控制。
Because he wants to control this aspect.
那主说，你如果没有把那个小钥匙给我，你就等于没有通通给我一样。
And the Lord says, if you don't give me this small key, you just mean that you did not give everything to me.
后来主转身走了。
And the Lord turned away from him.
啊，这个弟兄急了。
And this brother became nervous.
主说他就交给主了。
And then he gave this little key to the Lord.
从他彻底交给主之后，主大大的使用他。
Since he completely gave everything to the Lord, the Lord greatly used him.
这个小钥匙。
This little key.
就是他跟主之间的距离。
Is the distance separating? Is the space separating him and the Lord?
所以，也许我们不知道，也许我们知道，在我们身上有没有像一把小钥匙？我们觉得不太，我们觉得跟其他鞋子还是很小的东西。
Whether we still have this little key in us, we might look lightly on it.
所以主说，你离了我，你就不能做什么。
But Lord said, leaving me, you cannot do anything.
所以。你要所以如果你有经历那前面一章刚讲的跟主那个关系
If you have experienced what I was referring to
你就会有一个愿望我不要跟主有距离
Then you will have this desire not to have any space between you and Lord
不是我们喜欢做事
Not because we like to do work
是在我们知道我们活在主面前是极其宝贵极其甜美是极其荣耀的事情。
But we should understand that is how precious, how sweet, and how desirable to live in the Lord.
所以你跟主有一个对的关系。
So you have to have this right relationship.
在我们身上可以做洁净的工作。
So that Lord can cleanse us.
他可以用他真理的话来洁净我。
So that He can purify us with His with His word.
啊，所以在新约里面用神的话，这个话用两个字。
So, in Greek, Lord word, God word.
一个是 logos, 就是真理的话，或者是原则性的话，或者是有结构的话。
One referred to logos, which is, the truth.
那另外一个话呢，就是生命的话，是 rhema.
And the other meaning is rhema. It referred to life.
所以主为什么？他会给我们真理的话。
So the Lord will give us the word of truth.
所以你在读圣经的时候，你在亲近主的时候，那些真理会进到你的心里面去。
So when you are reading the Bible, the truth will come into you.
所以你会看见。
And you will see.
你不是听来的。
Not just listen to others.
你听来的是一个层次。
What you heard from other people is a different level.
但是主亲自给的是会超越那个层次。
But what gave you in person will surpass those level.
所以他给我们真理的话。
So the Lord gave us truth.
所以你知道我们也受过其他弟兄在真理上的帮助。
We also receive help from other brothers and sisters in terms of learning truth.
但是毕竟我们需要主第一手的开启我们，从圣经第一手开启我们。
We need the first enlightenment from the Bible.
那这个第一手的开启。
And this first-hand enlightenment,
一面叫我们得洁净
to give us warning,
不是给我们洁净 cleanse,
and to clean is to clean us.
然后呢，一面呢给我们方向
and to give us direction.
那另外怎么样说，主更进一步让我有经历生命的话
and the next level is to give us the word of life.
那在这样跟随主当中呢，主的心跟我们的心就一直很良性的互动。
And then as we are following the Lord, God's heart and our heart will get closer.
主为什么从天上来到地上?
Why our Lord came from heaven to earth?
主来到地上就是要拯救世人。
Lord come to the earth to save people.
对，所以在这里面呢，他先要我们学一个功课。
So here the first lesson he wants us to learn is,
凡是被主拯救回来的,
whoever that are saved by the Lord,
应该是彼此相爱。
Must love each other.
你知道吧?所以你如果跟主有一个对的交通
So if you have this right relationship with the Lord
你一定会尝到主爱
You will taste the love of God
这里讲的不是借着人的
Not through human
当然有借着人的这一面。
And of course there is another aspect of love coming from human.
但更重要的这个爱是出于主自己。
But this love initiated from Lord.
你跟主之间有一个真正的爱的关系。
You have this true love with Lord.
你活在这个爱里面。
You live in this love.
那当你活在这个爱里面。
When you are living in this love.
主把你带在这个爱里面一直建造一直带领。
And Lord continue to build you up through this love.
主就叫你看重。主所看重的。
And Lord will teach you to pay attention to what He paying attention to.
主接纳那个弟兄，你就会接纳那个弟兄。
Lord accept this brother, then you will accept this brother.
主借着那个弟兄、那个姊妹，显出基督身体的某一个部分。
Lord using another sister to reveal Lord aspect.
你就会看重而且接受。主在他身上的工作。
Then you will admit and accept what was done through her.
所以你就不会攻击他，你不会跟他反对。
Then you will not opposing her, attacking her.
因为你在他身上看见主。
Because you see Lord in her.
虽然他有很多缺点。
Even though she is not perfect.
他是不完全的人。
She may not be perfect.
但是神与他同在。
But Lord is with this brother and sister.
是真实的。
And it's real.
他有他。神借他彰显的那一面。
And there is this thing that through the brothers and sisters to reveal.
所以弟兄姊妹的关系不是互相批评的关系。
So the relationship between brothers and sisters is not to criticize each other.
不是互相攻击的关系。
It's not to attack each other.
不是互相论断的关系。
It's not to judge each other.
是需要接纳。
But to accept each other.
是需要彼此相爱。
But to love each other.
如果不能接纳If you cannot accept, 谈不上彼此相爱。
If you cannot accept, you cannot talk about love.
在这个条件底下的祷告。
In this condition, you pray.
要叫主得荣耀。
So that Lord receive glory.
所以你知道我们祷告的生活是应该很丰富的。
So you see how abundant our praying should be.
你知道进入到彼此相爱是件困难的事情。
You know, to enter into loving each other is difficult.
所以当你真的进到这样的。
But when you enter into such condition,
你就知道需要为弟兄祷告什么。
Then you know what you should pray for this brother.
你需要为姊妹祷告什么。
And you should pray for that sister for something.
你需要为教会祷告什么。
And what you should pray for the church.
你知道现在教会在什么危机底下。
And you know what is the dilemma of the church now.
你知道需要怎么蒙主的怜悯。
And you know how to receive the mercy of God.
所以你如果看，你如果是你的心跟主的心是一致的。
If you have the same heart as God.
主说你是我的朋友，你不再是奴仆了。
Then the Lord will say that you are my friend, not my servant anymore.
也就是你的心可以跟主交通啊。
That's your heart can be communicating with God.
神不会向你隐藏什么事情。
And God will not hide himself from you.
所以神看亚伯拉罕为朋友。
So God see Abraham as friend.
所以呢，神要灭索多玛的时候，就一定要告诉他。
So when God wanted to destroy Sodom, He told Abraham.
所以为什么有些弟兄姊妹，他能够在主面前交通更深入一点
？So why someone can have deeper communication fellowship with God？
他不只是做神的儿女。
Not only he is the children of God.
他做主的朋友。
He is friend of God.
他跟主在交通互动上没有任何的障碍。
He has this perfect fellowship with the Lord without any hindrance.
主有什么重要的事会告诉他。
Lord will tell him anything important.
所以这是很宝贵的。
It's so precious.
所以他主要借着他把弟兄姊妹带在弟兄相爱的时机。
Through brothers and sisters, Lord wants to bring brothers and sisters into love.
所以为了能弟兄相爱，他的祷告就需要像朋友在那里代求了。
And for the purpose of having brothers and sisters love each other, this person has to pray as a friend to God.
这些的情形只有圣灵才能带我们进入。
And this type of condition can be only brought in by the Holy Spirit.
这些是带进来主的见证在圣徒身上。
And it's to bring in testimony from God to children of God.
所以主的见证在教会里面成为实际。
Testimony of the Lord will become practical in church.
所以教会里面会看到弟兄相爱的实际。
So you will see brothers and sisters love each other in church.
所以当有一个弟兄批评另外一个弟兄的时候。
So when there is this brother criticizing the other brother.
你会把他一起带到主面前。
You will try to bring him to the Lord as well.
你不会说是是是，他就是那么差。
You will not say, oh yes, yes, yes. Your criticism is right.
你不会说踩踩踩，把他踩到脚底下。
You are not going to step on the brother's foot.
不会的。
No, you won't.
因为你知道主是心是怎么样。
Because you know the heart of God.
所以因为这个主知道我们教会所要面对的挑战是这个世界的逼迫。
Because we, God knows what the challenge church is facing is the persecution of, from this world.
如果弟兄之间已经不能相爱，
If brothers and sisters cannot love each other,
你什么都不能面对。
You cannot face any other difficulties.
仇敌已经得胜了。
Enemy already won.
但是仇敌会特别攻击有弟兄相爱，或者走弟兄相爱的方向的，或者有弟兄相爱实际的这些圣徒。
Enemy would love to chase after the brothers and sisters who are working on loving each other.
因为仇敌恨主耶稣。
Because the enemy hates Jesus Christ.
因为他恨主耶稣，他就会恨向主耶稣的人。
Because he hates Jesus Christ, he hates his follower.
这些都可能在教会里面发生的。
This will happen in church.
这个不是在教会以外发生的。
It's not happening outside of church.
啊，你千万不要以为这只有在教会以外的事情。
Do not think this is the outside event.
有的时候你会很痛心，在教会里面所发生的那个恨弟兄呢，比世界人恨弟兄还大。
You will be heartbroken to know that there is this greater hate of brothers and sisters in church bigger than the outsiders.
我没有夸张，这是事实。
I'm not exaggerating, it's true.
Yeah. 然后第三面的祷告就是得胜者的祷告。
And the third aspect is the victorious person's praying.
Overcomer.
Overcomer's prayer.
Overcomer. 所以第十六章呢，有这么一句话，我多年不能明白。在二十一节，十六章二十一节。
Chapter 16, verse 21. This is something I did not understand for a long time.
妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world.
所以这个人呢，照着我目前的领会，他可以说是成为那个男孩子。
According to my understanding now, this person is the boy.
就是启示录十二章的那个男孩子。
As referred to the book of Revelation, that boy.
所以就说这是有个后面有个大的属灵征战在后头。
There is this spiritual warfare.
所以教会有一个祷告是让这个男孩子能够照着主的心意、主的时间能够赶快出生。
So church should have this praying to allow this boy to be born at the right time.
所以这个简单讲，这是个得胜者的祷告。
And this is the overcomer's prayer.
好，这些祷告跟前面几章都很多重叠的。
And there are a repeatness of this praying to the previous chapters.
但是这个重点不一样。
But the main point is different.
啊，这个重点是胜过世界。
And this main point is overcome the world.
胜过黑暗的权势。
And overcome the darkness power.
然后第四面就是大祭司的祷告。
And the fourth aspect is the prayer of priest.
所以你看到主怎么他要离世了。他知道这个门徒不懂的。
When Jesus know that he has to leave, and he understand the disciples don't understand.
重要性不懂。
They did not understand the main point.
理智上不懂。
And in their logic, they do not understand.
感觉上也不懂。
And in their feeling, they do not understand.
所以呢，主呢就不能讲。
So Lord cannot continue to speak.
他只能祷告。
He can only pray.
但是这关系到神的荣耀。
And this is related to what?
这个神荣耀什么？就是在他里面统统能够合一起来。
But it's related to how to unite everything as one.
这如果不是圣灵要启示我们，不是圣灵启示我们，我们也不会看重的。
If it's not revealed by the Holy Spirit, we will not understand.
我们可以喊这个口号，但是我们并没有真正往这个方向发展。
We can call out the slogan to unite as one, but we will not be walking towards this goal.
但是主要我们从他那里接受，他怎么样为教会祷告，我们也应该照样 为他的教会祷告。
But Lord want us to learn how he prayed for the church and we should do the same.
所以你看到这几面，你就知道圣灵在这个圣徒身上是有工作的。
So you will see the Holy Spirit is working on saints.
他活出来的方式不一样。
And the way they live is different.
他说话不一样。
The way they talk is different.
他做事不一样。
The way they do things are different.
他祷告不一样。
The way they pray is different.
他在神面前的那个方向不是从他自己来的。
The direction he seeks from the Lord is not from him.
他不是不为神做工。
He would not, it's not because he do not do work for God.
他的工作是从神起头的。
But the work is initiated from God.
只要是神一做工，他就跟着神去做工。
As God started to work, then he will start his work.
这是我们需要的学习。
And this is something we have to learn.
所以你会看他在他有这样的特性。
And you will see this characteristics in him.
那他里面呢，也因为那样的跟随主，也是越来越有把握的。
And because how he continuously to follow the Lord, he has more certainty.
所以你会看见在他身上，因为有圣灵的印记。
And you will see the Holy Spirit run in him.
因为在他里面有圣灵做字，有把握做，好像那个当铺的那个典当品。
And the Holy Spirit is living in him.
你越跟随主，你越照这些方式跟随主，你就越能清楚这一方面。
The more you are following the Lord in this way, the more you clear you understand the Lord.
你越是跟他走相反的路，你对这些话就不能够这样的明白。
The more you go the opposite way, the more you don't understand His word.
愿主帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
好，我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we give all this word in your hand.
如果你看为好，给我们回头的亮光。
If you see it good, please reveal to us again.
你看为我们需要你启示，你启示我们。
If we need your enlightenment, please enlighten us.
你看我们需要你光照，你光照我们。
If we need your light on us, please shine on us.
我们只有唯有靠的，把自己交在你手中。
We give ourselves to you.
愿你真是让我们看见你的荣耀。
May you let us see your glory.
让我们因你的荣耀和借着你的圣灵，能够里面的人刚强。
And because of your glory and through the Holy Spirit, you can strengthen us.
能够达到被你建立成全，能够迎接你再来的时机。
To a point that we are so strong to be able to receive your returning.
求你做那人不能做的工作。
Please work what man hand cannot work.
谢谢你，赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.